Flowers. I worked for a flower shop for 2 years, and as I look back, it seemed like it was 2 years too long. Just kidding. It was a great experience, and I learned so much about where I wanted to go in my work life and career. When I first started, they hired me as a bucket girl, which means you just wash all the buckets and clean all the vases. I went crazy. There wasn't a designer job open yet, so that's all they wanted me for. About 6 months in, a designer quit and I took her spot. Thank goodness. That was a long 6 months. Don't get me wrong, I love designing flowers, but I hated doing the same thing every single day. I couldn't handle it. I got bored fast. But during my time there, I saw how a business was ran. Every team member was important for the business to run smoothly, from the bucket girl to the lead floral designer. During my time of cleaning buckets, I needed an outlet for my creative skills. So I started designing small knickknacks like flower pins and hair clips, and I sold them on Etsy. This marked the first time I designed for money. Thank goodness I came a long way since those first couple products. Not sure if I actually ever sold any flower pins, and believe me, I wasn't getting rich selling flower clips. I learned so much and was able to develop my style and skills as an overall designer during my years at the flower shop. Thankfully, I still get to go back and help for the holidays. I enjoy floral design, but it just wasn't the right fit for me in the long term. I'm thankful for that chapter of my life. Little did I know, it would turn into a great learning experience and lead me to the next chapter.